I like the color of this shirt. Do you have a larger size?
This is the largest in this color. Other colors come in all sizes.
What does the woman imply? Question 2. Look, the view is fantastic. Could you take a picture of me with the lake in the background?
I'm afraid I just ran out of film.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 3. The food in this restaurant is horrible. If only we'd gone to the school dining hall.
But the food isn't everything. Isn't it nice just to get away from all the noise?
What can we learn from the conversation?
Question 4. Can I help you, sir?
Yes. Can you show me the way to Gate 9 for Flight 901 to Hong Kong? I'm quite confused here.
Where does the conversation most probably take place? Question 5. My headache is killing me. I thought it was going away, but now it's getting worse and worse.
I told you yesterday to make an appointment.
What does the man mean? Question 6. Can you give me a hand, Mike? I want to move a few heavy items into the car.
I'd like to, but I'm already 5 minutes late for my appointment with Mr. Johnson, and his office is on the other side of the campus.
What will the man most probably do?
Question 7. I think you'd better find another partner. I love table tennis, but I don't think I'm improving.
Look, Paul, it's still too early to quit. Nobody expects you to be a superstar. Just keep going and you'll get the hang of it.
What does the woman mean? Question 8. Would you like to try the banana pie? It's incredible.
Well, to tell the truth, I don't care much for dessert.
What does the woman say about the banana pie? Question 9. I'm exhausted. I stayed up the whole night studying for my midterm math exam.
But why do you always wait until the last minute?
What does the woman imply? Question 10. I really can't afford any more interruptions right now. I've got to finish the assignment.
Sorry, just one more thing. Could you give me a ride to school tomorrow?
What can be inferred from the conversation?
Section B.
Passage 1. Do you remember a time when people were a little nicer and gentler with each other? I certainly do, and I feel that much of the world has somehow gotten away from that. Too often I see people rushing into elevators without giving those inside a chance to get off first, or never saying thank you when others hold a door open for them. We get lazy. And in our laziness, we think that something, like a simple thank you, doesn't really matter. But it can matter very much. The fact is that no matter how nicely we dress or how beautifully we decorate our homes, we can't be truly elegant without good manners, because elegance and good manners always go hand in hand. In fact, I think of good manners as a sort of hidden beauty secret. Haven't you noticed that the kindest, most generous people seem to keep getting prettier? It's funny how that happens, but it does. Take the long-lost art of saying thank you. Like wearing a little makeup or making sure your hair is neat, getting into the habit of saying thank you can make you feel better about yourself. Good manners add to your image, while an angry face makes the best-dressed person look ugly.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. What is the passage mainly about? Question 12. What does the speaker say about people of the past? Question 13. According to the speaker, how can we best improve our image? Passage 2. Go to the playground and have fun, parents will often say to their kids. But they should remember, playgrounds can be dangerous. Each year, about 200,000 children end up in hospital emergency rooms with playground injuries. Many injuries involve falls from too high equipment onto too hard surfaces. Nearly 70% of the injuries happen on public playgrounds. Recent studies show they may be badly designed, their protective surfaces are inadequate, and their equipment is poorly maintained. Parents should make sure that the equipment in the playground is safe and that children are playing safely. Last year, the National Program for Playground Safety gave the nation's playgrounds a grade of C for safety after visiting more than 3,000 playgrounds nationwide. Parents should watch closely. They should always be within shouting and running distance of their children. Young children don't understand cause and effect, so they may run in front of moving swings. They're also better at climbing up than getting down, so they may panic at the top of a ladder. It's important for children to know you're watching them. Once they feel that sense of security, that's when they can be creative.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. What is the cause of playground injuries? Question 15. What should parents do to prevent playground injuries? Question 16. What does the speaker say about young children? Passage 3. For 25 years, I was a full-time thief, specializing in picking pockets. Where I come from in Southeast London, that's an honorable profession. Anyone can break in a house and steal things, but picking somebody's pocket takes skill. My sister and I were among the most successful pickpocket teams in London. We worked hotel and theater lobbies, airports, shopping centers, and restaurants. Now we don't steal anymore, but this crime is worldwide. Here's how to protect yourself. Professional pickpockets do not see victims, only handbags, jewels, and money. Mothers with babies, the elderly, the disabled, are all fair game. My preferred target was the lone female, handbag at her side. The right side, to be exact. So if I'm next to her, I can reach it cautiously with my right hand across my body. Only about one woman in 1,000 carries her bag on the left, and I tended to steer clear of them. Women whose bags are hanging in front of them are tricky for the pickpocket, as there isn't a blind side. If you want to make it even harder, use a bag with handles rather than a strap. For men, one of the best places to keep a wallet is in the back pocket of tight trousers. You'll feel any attempts to move it. Another good place is in the buttoned-up inside pocket of a jacket. There's just no way in. Even better, keep wallets attached to a cord or chain that is fastened to a belt. A pickpocket needs targets who are relaxed and off guard. The perfect setting is a clothing store. When customers wander among the racks, they are completely absorbed in the items they hold up. The presence of a uniformed security guard is even better. A false sense of security makes a pickpocket's job much simpler.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 17. Why does the speaker say that picking somebody's pocket is an honorable profession in Southeast London? Question 18. According to the speaker, who is most likely to become a victim of pickpockets? Question 19. In the speaker's opinion, what's the best place for a man to keep his wallet? Question 20. What is the perfect setting for picking pockets, according to the speaker?